Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Bette Midler is a star. She's sold 30 million albums, won 4 Grammys, 4 Golden Globes, 3 Emmys, and has had 2 Oscar nominations. Born in 1945 in Hawaii to a seamstress and a house painter, it wasn't until she was knocking on the door of 30 that the gates of success really swung open, and in quite an unlikely place, a gay bathhouse in New York City, because there she sung with a pianist called Barry Manilow and gained a following that she's never lost, and also her nickname, the Divine Miss M. Albums followed, off-Broadway hits, and then the bright lights of Hollywood as she claimed the comedic stage in films such as Down and Out in Beverly Hills, and then she made Beaches the weepiest weepy of all weepy times. She had a show in Las Vegas for 2 years, for which she was reportedly paid $120 million. And I know that not everything boils down to the money, but I'll say it again, $120 million. Happy Christmas. She did this for us for nothing. They are her Inheritance Tracks.
When I was a kid, my dad's favorite song was a song called The Old Man of the Mountain.
The Old Man of the Mountain.
He used to sing it to me, and I loved it. And I learned it the way my dad was singing it. I got the sheet music when I was away grown up, and I learned the song. And it was the melody was nothing like what my dad was singing. He kind of mangled the melody. But it was a great lyric, and it was a very moving little song, and I never forgot it.
The old man of the mountain.
Oh, he wears long hair and his feet are bare. Did I just sing that?
An old March hare.
Yet his cares are none and he owes no one. I think the song really had a big effect on my dad, because that's the way my dad was.
Sleeps with the stars for a tan, while the beast spread a feast when he's hungry, and God charges no rent. He'll live as long as an old oak tree and laugh at fools like you and me. I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain.
My childhood was pretty checkered. I have pictures of myself as a really little girl with a mop of really white curls and this face of joy. Just a great big smile, and it seems to me that that's the real me. But you know, growing up, things happen to you and you buffeted by this and that and the other thing, and I guess I've had my sorrows, and I take my sorrows pretty hard. It was checkered. Lots of ups and downs and lots of emotion. My dad was a Jewish guy from New Jersey. My mom was a Jewish gal from New Jersey. My mother was extremely ladylike. My dad was a kind of a laborer type. He loved working with his hands. He wasn't particularly intellectual, but he was bright. And they left New Jersey in the 30s, and they came to Hawaii, and they loved it, and they stayed. And in fact, I think they were both rejectionists. They both wanted to get away from their families. And so, in a way, they were quite rebellious. In their quiet little way, they were rebels. He was a very independent person. He never voted. He thought they were all morons. He was a contrarian, a completely contrary guy. Whatever which way they were going, he was going to stand outside and go, fe, fe, fe. And in a way, I'm kind of like that. And The Old Man of the Mountain is a song about a man who is completely outside the normal drift. So it reminds me of him, and I really adored him. I mean, he was a tough old bird. I don't know where he got it from. But he certainly made me what I am today. Him and a whole bunch of gay guys.
The old man of the mountain.
That was my dad. That was my father. There's a performance of Ethel Waters singing Supper Time, a live performance in which it's such a moving song that every time I hear it, I break down and I cry because it's
supper time.
Really moving.
I must set the table 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I eat that man of mine ain't coming home no more.
Supper Time was written for a musical review called As Thousands Cheer, and she was a very special performer. She wasn't particularly beautiful, and her voice wasn't particularly beautiful, but she was a great actress and a great, great performer in the mode of Edith Piaf. I never really got over it. I thought it was just brilliant. And it's a song about a woman who is waiting for her husband to come home for supper, and he's been lynched, and she knows it. And so it's not restrained at all, but in a way it was kind of one of the opening salvos of the civil rights movement. And I think that captures something of a time and a place that I don't think we'll ever see again.
When they ask me where he's gone,
I always find it interesting the number of people who come up to me and say, I saw you at the baths. Because if the number of people who say they saw me had actually seen me, I would have been in Madison Square Garden. And actually, I was in a 9x12 room, so I don't know how they can say that. But it was fascinating to me because I had been in the theater as a youngster, and I'd known a lot of drag queens, and I'd known gay people my whole life. And so to me, it was just a kind of a segue. And I didn't think anything of it because I was just normal every day to me. And I kind of wasn't really aware of the politics of it because I was just too young to know that there was anything political going on. But I learned.
The Lord, the Lord.
Did it change my career? I don't think I would be I think they gave me the kick that I needed. Yes, I do. And for that, I will be forever grateful. I think they loved me, and I think they gave me support. I think they appreciate things that I appreciate.
Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home.
I think the idea that you can be extremely emotional in music, real heart and real soul. It's a straight song, but it's so moving.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.